George's Marvellous Big Friendly Fox and the Giant Glass Elevator. Chapter 4. From Bad to Worse.
"Oh no," said Sam. "What are we going to do?"
"Oh-woo! Oh-woo!" said the dog, and he bounded towards the dinosaur, dragging a helpless Popkin straight after him. The dinosaur swiftly turned, saw Popkins approaching, and roared at her in a very threatening way. Sam couldn't help but be both excited and terrified at the same time. It was a really impressive sight. The shoppers gaped and pointed. They had no idea what to make of this, but it certainly wasn't every day you saw a dinosaur on the high street. Popkins walked up to the dinosaur, drew herself to her full height and stared it down. The dinosaur leaned its huge head down towards her, snorted through its nose and bared its sharp teeth.
"What are you going to do?" said Sam.
But Popkins didn't flinch. She brought her finger to her lips, she stared at the dinosaur and she said, "Shh." The dinosaur looked quite shocked and it stopped growling. "Now then," said Popkins, "sit." And to Sam and Freya's complete astonishment, the dinosaur staggered back a couple of feet and actually sat down. The whole road vibrated as it landed.
"That was amazing," said Freya. "How did you do that?"
Popkins pulled the book out of her bag and explained quietly over one shoulder. "It's not a real dinosaur, remember," she said. "It comes from a library book. It's a library dinosaur. And I am a librarian. They understand the rules, library books, you see. And the rules are quite explicit. No roaring." As she took the book out, there was a strange vibrating, swooshing sound. And Sam and Freya stared to discover the dinosaur was now wagging its tail like a very excited dog waiting for a walk. "Come along now," said Popkins briskly, and opened the book and began to walk backwards away from the high street. The dinosaur got up, still wagging, accidentally knocking a small old lady to her feet and knocking someone else off their stool. People were bringing out their chairs to watch. And as she backed away, the dinosaur followed after her. As they walked along, it sort of began to dissolve and eventually disappeared. Popkins snapped the book shut and they turned and walked back to the library.
"That was epic," said Sam. "That was amazing," said Freya. "I've never seen anything like it. Well, at least we're all sorted out now. That's much better. Nothing can possibly go wrong now we've caught the dinosaur," said Sam.
When they got back to the library, it was even worse. It was just a complete disaster. Anything that could have been on a shelf was on the floor. It was like an actual tornado had gone through the whole building, except one shelf which looked suspiciously tidy. And in the middle of all of this mess was Mr. Yardley. He snapped open his stool, plonked it down on the floor, stepped up high and glared at Popkins.
"I warned you, Popkins, it's the last straw. I phoned every council member I could find, and they have all agreed with me that this is a disaster. I've had to phone the newspapers and the TV and explain to them why there was a dinosaur roaming the high street. I've had to tell them it was practice for a summer carnival, and now the council has to pay for a summer carnival to cover up your ridiculous mistakes. I'm a laughingstock. I'll never be the mayor now, but it's too late. As of tomorrow night, this is no longer a library. It will become a set of flats because it isn't a library. It's a shambles, and so are you. Oh, and these people are here to see you."
And with that, he leapt off his stool, snapped it shut, tucked it back in his jacket, and strode away looking very smug. Popkins looked up, and her face fell. Sam and Freya tugged on her sleeve.
"Who are those people?" they whispered.
Sissy looked up and saw the group. "Oh, Popkins, I'm so sorry. The council must have heard. Come away, children. This is not for young ears." Sissy led them away, and the children went home. Sam and Freya came back after tea. The library looked closed. There were no lights on. The doors were all shut. They went round the back and discovered that the mysterious pile of poo had completely vanished, just like the dinosaur. "Phew," said Sam. "I didn't fancy climbing through that." They knocked on the door, and Popkins let them in. She looked a bit funny. "Who were those visitors?" said Sam. "We were worried. They looked really grumpy. Did Mr. Yardley bring them?"
"No, no, they were fine.
They were fine," said Miss Popkins. "They were the Council of Librarians. They took my oath many years ago. Well, I mean, I gave my oath to them many years ago. It was very serious and quite important, and it was in a basement, and I knocked over a pile of books at the times, I remember."
"Are you all right?" said Freya.
"Oh, yes, I'm completely fine," said Popkins, somewhere between a cry and a laugh. "I've been stripped of office, and I've been banned from the library, and they've taken away my glasses."
"I'm so sorry," said Freya. "That's really awful."
"That is really awful," said Sam. "I'm so sorry, Miss Popkins."
"Miss Popkins," said Freya cautiously, "have you been drinking wine?"
"Me?" hiccuped Miss Popkins. "No, no, I've got no stomach for it. I've been drinking grape juice. Oh, and I did eat 3 whole trays of chocolate fudge brownie with extra cream on top and cherries."
"3? You ate 3 whole trays of chocolate fudge brownie
with whipped cream on top?" said Sam.
"Yes. Well, I thought it can't get any worse, so what's the harm?
Yardley came back after they'd gone and confirmed that everyone's agreed they could close the library and they're going to turn it into flats. I don't know what they're going to do with all the books, but to be honest, we can't really find any of them, so it doesn't really seem to matter."
Sam and Freya sat down on the floor with a thump.
I don't know what to say," said Freya.
"It be a calamitous disbrungle, that's what it be."
What?" said Freya. "Sam, this is not the time for jokes."
"But I didn't say it," said Sam. "I didn't say anything."
"Oh, it's a cob swabbling swang doodle, that's what it be."
"Sam, this is not the time to tell jokes."
"It wasn't me," said Sam. "I didn't say anything."
Suddenly Miss Popkins looked up. "You didn't say it. I didn't say it. Mr. Jenkins didn't say it."
"Who did?" they all said together.
Suddenly the whole building began to vibrate. They could feel it through the floor. It buzzed through their bones, through their skeletons, through their skulls. Any books left on the shelves fell off. Pens and pencils rolled across desks. Chairs fell backwards. Popkins leapt to her feet and stared around her and suddenly fixed on the only shelf where the books were not falling off. "Oh no, no, it can't be, it can't be." Freya staggered over to the shelf.
"It's full of, don't tell me," said Popkins. "It's full of Roald Dahl books, isn't it?"
"Yeah," said Freya. "And in between them are lots of really boring looking books on
science and maths," said Freya. "It's Popkins. It's science and maths, isn't it?"
Freya nodded, backing away. The whole shelf was thrumming now in a sound that made your ears buzz.
"Run!" yelled Miss Popkins.
Popkins, Freya and Sam turned and ran out of the library, the vibrations of the force of the magic shuddering through them violently until some kind of invisible explosion threw them through the windows and out across the road. And if you want to hear what happens next, you need to click on the next chapter, because that, for now, is the end.